Hi, everyone. Whenever and wherever you are listening, welcome to Highland's Scattered Prayers. The ease of the father, who takes leisurely evening strolls. The companionship of the son, who seeks and saves the lost. The inspiration of the spirit, who guides our feet in the way of peace. And the company of all the saints, whose footsteps lead to the truth and life of the kingdom of heaven, be with you all. My name is Jay Jansen. I'm the pastoral elder at Highland Community Church. It's good to be with you in this way. The Japanese theologian Kosuke Koyama wrote a book called 3 Mile an Hour God. Koyama noted that because God loves us, God chooses to walk alongside us at our speed. The average walking speed of a human is 3 to 4 miles per hour. Koyama went on to observe that the Bible is full of walks, treks, pilgrimages, journeys, and missionary trips, to name just a few. For example, God walks with Israel for 40 years in the wilderness. Later, Jesus goes traipsing all over Judea with his disciples, from Galilee to Jerusalem and elsewhere. There's a pattern. As people walk in step with God, they come to know God, creation, and humanity, among other things, in new and deeper ways. People grow to know more of the way, the truth, and the life of God as they follow Christ. In the days following his resurrection, Jesus covered all sorts of ground, striding to Emmaus, hoofing it to Jerusalem, wandering up to Galilee, and so forth. And before he ascends into heaven, Jesus gives his followers similar marching orders, telling them to hit the road and travel to the ends of the earth, telling people about him. So they did. Ever since, Jesus' followers, the people of the way, have been blown along by the Spirit, down the highways and byways of God's good green earth. With the scriptures in one hand and a walking stick in the other, Jesus' people have ventured near and far. As they've journeyed, Christians, like Cleopas and his companion at Emmaus, have had heartwarming encounters with foreigners, strangers, and enemies on highways and byways during pit stops and detours. And in those instances, the people of the way invited their new acquaintances to seek out the life and truth of Jesus in their company. To be sure, the church's offer wasn't always welcome. There were some folks who passed. Yet those who accepted the invitation discovered that they were affirmed yet dignified in such a way that the fragmented and diminished parts of their lives were reordered into the image of the resurrected Son. It proved to be a transformational movement. With that in mind, today you're invited to step into the story of God, literally and figuratively, in the form of what I'm calling an Emmaus Communion Walk. If you haven't done so already, in the silence that follows, pause your playback device and gather up the following. First, have at hand something to drink, preferably in something that travels well, and some bread or a snack of some sort that you can nibble on when the time comes. Second, grab whatever you'll need for a walk. Shoes, a jacket, a hat, maybe an umbrella or sunscreen. Third, you may want to print off a copy of the scriptures that are listed in the liturgy that accompanies this recording, but that's not required. When you're ready, press play, and we'll continue. Now that you're more or less organized, let's open ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit with this song.
I wanna keep.
The Bible repeatedly demonstrates a pattern. People grow to know more of the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus as they follow God. In other words, walking and praying, being attentive to the living Word, frequently go hand in hand. That's exactly what I invite you to do now. I encourage you to take a prayerful walk. Ideally, you should head outdoors for a half hour or so with a companion. But maybe you're unable to do so. The weather might be bad, or you might be on your own, or there might be some physical limitations. No worries. Bundle up and sit on your deck or front porch instead. Or simply pull up a chair by the window so you can look outside and let your eyes wander. In any case, along the way, do the following. To begin, take some time to talk a bit about your life. What has you encouraged or discouraged? What has you feeling joyful and grateful, or worried and unsettled? Then, take the opportunity to reflect on a brief passage of Scripture that is meaningful to you. It can be as short as one or two verses. Whether it's memorized or written down, explain to your companion why that selection of Scripture is significant. As you walk, you may also wish to share questions or observations that emerge out of the chosen text. What stands out as interesting or odd? If you don't have a segment of Scripture in mind, choose one of the portions that's provided in the liturgy that accompanies this recording on our website. Read that text out loud a few times, either before you head out the door or as you walk together. And after some silent reflection, share with your companion how the text connects with your life. What sorts of hopes or concerns does this story highlight, for instance? If you're on your own, feel free to speak those things out loud to God. As you turn to head home, take some time to pray for one another, either silently or aloud. Let me finish up by offering these permissions. If your mind or your conversation wanders off while praying, don't worry about it. Simply backtrack and continue on. Or it may very well be that the distractions are God's way of drawing your attention to something God thinks is important. Either way, whether it's physical or mental, it's okay to meander in prayer. The point is that you're moseying along with the 3-mile-an-hour God. It's also okay if you simply walk in silence. Remember, the focus or purpose of this experience is to pray, to be attentive to the living Word, mindful that Jesus is with us as we walk with our companion. Now, having mapped that all out for you, let's embark by praying the following words together. Risen Lord, I am a foreigner coming from my country to yours. As we walk in your company, show us your paths. School us in the laws of your kingdom, its way of life, its spirit. Lead us step by step in your truth, and make known to us the covenant signs of steadfast love and faithfulness, so that every road we travel brings us home to you. Amen. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device, grab your gear, and head on out. You can leave behind your food and drink if you like. We'll savor those things at the end. In the meantime, off we go. Welcome back. In the days of Exodus, the children of Israel wandered in the desert, and Yahweh sustained them with manna from heaven. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." On the same day he was born again, the disciples sojourned in the wilderness, and God surprised them with the living bread which comes down from heaven and gives to the world life eternal. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." In eating and drinking, we receive food for the journey back to the city of God. We give ourselves to the Lord, trusting that the Spirit will sustain us and enable us to love God, our neighbors, and ourselves with joy. Come, eat, and let us raise a glass to the giver. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device, and take the food and drink that you collected before and share it with one another. Enjoy. Let's thank God for all the gifts of the Spirit we have received by singing the following song.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Before we head out into our days, Sandra McCracken, Stephen Gordon, and City of Light generously allowed us to play their recordings. Thanks to them all. You can express your gratitude by purchasing their songs, which you can find on Sensible websites. And now, receive this blessing. You, brothers and sisters, are prophets of the Most High. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to give the Lord's people the knowledge of salvation, to set the oppressed free, and guide our feet into the path of peace. And may that same Spirit of Christ, who is the source of our new eternal life with God, go with you. May the Spirit go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace this day and always. Godspeed.
Mine are days that God has numbered. I was made to walk with you. darkness not yet understood. Through the valley I must travel, where I see no earthly good. But mine is peace that flows from heaven, and the strength in times of need. I know my
is mine.